The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hanif Abdurraqib is a New Yorker contributor, and he's based in his hometown of Columbus, Ohio. He's a poet, an essayist, the author of a number of books largely about music. And like most true music lovers, Hanif is also a fan of the stuff around the music, the merch. He's got a huge collection of concert t-shirts, and he agreed to show me some of his favorites. So, Hanif, you've picked out some concert t-shirts and some music that kind of go together, and you're going to share them with us today. How big is this famous collection of tees?
I have 73 as of right now, but this weekend I have
73 tour shirts and one tie.
And one tie, yeah. I mean, truly, maybe not even one tie.
How did you get into getting vintage tour t-shirts?
You know, I'm fascinated by the kind of like wearable ephemera that is attached to music. I got when I was young, I was really into pins, you know, band pins. Sure. from years and years and years ago. And then I was very into kind of backstage passes, which you can still buy online. I have a small collection of just backstage passes from bands and concerts. But the shirts are fascinating. The shirts really are fascinating to me because not only are they, and it's like a more extreme version of going to a thrift store. But yeah, I have 73 tour shirts this weekend. I'm going to an auction right down the road to bid on a couple other ones. So by the end of the weekend, I'll maybe have 75.
So what's your key source for this stuff? Is it eBay or something more specialized?
It started out on Etsy. Because Etsy dealers are a little more, you can find very specific, like right. This dealer has all the old hardcore punk shirts. Right. This dealer has old R&B shirts. But now I have like a, much like with my sneaker collection, I have like a person who sources these for me. Because otherwise I would,
I've got a guy.
Because otherwise I would spend all my time just like online doing this. And it's one of those things that I noticed was taking up so
productive.
Much of my time.
I don't care if you have a MacArthur. That wouldn't be productive. What is the first t-shirt we're talking about? And the first song that goes with it.
The first shirt is, I don't know if it's this one. This is a shirt of the band DeBarge, the singing group, the family group DeBarge. This is from their Rhythm of the Night tour. And so this shirt is like a teal blue kind of thing, and it has the band's name above a red square that they're all in. And the thing that I love about DeBarge in general, and that I love about this shirt, is that, you know, with DeBarge, these photos in the 80s, they all look dressed like they're all going out on a very different night on the town.
And there's a lot of big shoulders, a lot of primary colors in those suits,
huge primary colors, a lot of large pocket squares.
All right, let's hear a little music from DeBarge. What's the song?
The song is Rhythm of the Night, the great single that this shirt was based off of. The music video for this song is very delightful.
It's
very
80s. I can only imagine we are dancing on Zoom here. It all comes back. It all comes back. Okay, Hanif, next shirt.
Next shirt is this shirt from the Judds Farewell Tour, which is, you know, the Judds I love and adore. And this shirt is just kind of them in a blue square. Their name is in red. They're holding a guitar.
Some and the seriously back has their big hair. Very big, big hair. And it's a the farewell back has their tour. Farewell. I guess, so you're getting the whole tour. You're getting the whole tour itinerary. Did you see the Judds when they were through?
I did not, no.
Too young.
No, I mean, at the, during 99, in 91 when they came through, I was maybe 5 years old. No, 6 or 7 years old. So I was a little too young.
Knock it off. All right, let's hear the Judds. What are they singing?
They got Why Not Me, which is one of my favorite songs. I adore this song. It's both like a classic Judd song. It's both sad and a little sweet.
What does this song tell us about you, Hanif?
What I love about the Judds in general, but particularly Why Not Me, is so much of their music is steeped in kind of like longing and feeling on the outside of an emotion that they cannot get into, or the outside of an affection that they can't otherwise access. And I feel like that has... in some ways, that is a defining point of anguish for I think like me and everyone in my circle. We all grew up like emo kids and punk kids who felt really outside of many things except for our own one or two really fluorescent feelings.
Like that. Next T-shirt.
All right, I have a shirt that is as old as me. Jimmy Cliff. From the Power and the Glory tour, 1984.
Ooh, I like that. How much you want for that?
This I could just send to you in part because it no longer fits me. Jimmy Cliff on the front, Power and the Glory written across his head. And I adore this shirt. This is actually one of the first vintage tour shirts I ever got.
What are we going to hear from Jimmy Cliff?
Many Rivers to Cross, a classic.
There we go. I love that organ opening.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Incredible voice he had.
Yeah, that intro, the organ to vocal intro is one of my favorite moments, and I think all of music maybe.
I'm really sorry I never got to see Jimmy Cliff. I don't think he's performing anymore.
Yeah, that's a dream.
It really is. It really is.
There's a handful of artists who I think I mourn the fact that I've missed them. And then when I listen to their music, it's like that mourning returns anew.
Who's in that group?
A lot of it with me is folks that I was maybe old enough to go see, and I just didn't, and then we lost them. Late era Johnny Cash. Phyllis Hyman, I really love Phyllis Hyman. That's someone I miss.
One inheritance I got from my dad, we didn't have much money, but he would take us to see music and musicians that I didn't think anything of at the time. And then I realized, oh my God, I got to see Louis Armstrong when I was 11, or Dave Brubeck or Ella Fitzgerald. And it's a very lucky thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanif, thank you so much. Be well and good luck at the auction this weekend.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate it.
The New Yorker's Hanif Abdurraqib. He wrote for us recently on the great musical collective known as Chocolate Genius Incorporated. You can read that essay at newyorker.com.